It is time for sports. Houston, we've got a problem.
Struck out 11, walked one. Opponent sitting 176 against him. That's down the right field line into the corner. This ball is gone for a home run. Nationals on top.
The Nationals on top, and from that point on, the game was essentially over. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What a wild World Series. Every home game won by the visiting team.
You'll never see that again.
Nice. It's amazing.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing and unexplainable, but it made for a fun World Series.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Last night's game, Greinke pitched tremendous. They pulled the plug on him a little soon, my opinion. They should have let him go a little deeper. A bad call led to the two-run homer. Soto should have struck out. Instead, he walked, and then Hendrick hit the ball the opposite way down the line and hit the foul pole to put him up 3-2. And if he was going to make a move, what the announcers were telling you all night, that Gerrit Cole was ready to pitch, if that was the truth, then if Greinke comes out of the game, you go to Cole. If you have your best pitcher available to pitch, you put him in at that point. You don't wait for a lead or anything like they said. You keep it at 3-2 and hope you come back and win. Cole never pitched last night. A couple of the relievers were awful, and there you have the Nationals winning Game 7. And also, the Astros left, I think, 10 guys on base last night. They had tons of opportunities against Scherzer, who didn't pitch well. He walked four guys. He gave up 7 hits in 5 innings. That's 11 people on base. They only scored 2 runs. Bad job by the Houston hitters, and that was the way it was throughout the entire series. They did not hit. They did not hit in the clutch. Altuve, even though he hit 303, he left, I think, over 20 guys on base in the series. So that was it. Washington made good of the little opportunities they had. They took advantage of them. The Astros didn't, and that was the difference in the series, I think.
Well, we got to say we saw a truly unique series that's never happened before. So.
But for me, this year was a success again.
That's right. Well, because the Yankees didn't win.
The Yankees didn't win the last game of the season, so everything was good again.
The world returns to quasi normality. All right.
Correct.
All right. Tonight is Thursday Night Football. We both have the 49ers, right?
Oh yeah, I think they win.
I would think so. I would think so. What the heck?
They're a big story this year.
49ers, they should be a big story because I tell you what, right now they're playing the best, and they've had a schedule that hasn't been loaded with softies. It hasn't been loaded with all easy games. But
you can only play who's on your schedule.
That's exactly right. It's going to be interesting to see how if they stay healthy. They stay healthy, I'll tell you what. It's party time in San Francisco again.
Well, the little that I've seen, they're an anomaly because every team in pro football lives and dies with the pass. They're running the ball. Wow, what a concept.
Yeah.
And they're winning. And their defense is playing tremendous. Wow, running and defense. That could work in the NFL, don't you think?
Just take it back to all the Giants Super Bowl victories.
There you go. So, they play the Cardinals tonight in Arizona, and if all goes the way it should, San Francisco should have their way with them tonight. Good game this weekend, though. I can't wait to watch this game. I'm going to watch this football game.
Which one?
The Jets in Miami. I'm going to watch that. They're combined 1-13. Yeah, you got a better chance of me watching like How to Shear a Lamb than watching that game.
No, I think you'll put on some tennis or golf.
No, I'll watch Game 6 of the American League Championship Series over again. That'll be good. Golf.
Yeah, golf. They're golfing already. It's amazing.
I'll take some NyQuil and go to sleep at 1 in the afternoon.
That's right.
Before I watch golf or the Jet game.
I laugh because I do have a bottle of NyQuil at my house. And if I can't get to sleep One cap full of that.
Take a swig.
Take a swig, that's it. You're right out.
That'll help.
Oh, well, anyway, so, well, baseball has finished an amazing...
Finished before November for a change.
Yeah. And well, what can you say? Congratulations. We have a first-time World Series winner in the Nats. It was a unique World Series, and it was a fun World Series, so... Congratulations to baseball. Normally, the fun series are the Stanley Cup Finals, but this one was good. Yeah, this one was real good. Yeah.
One more thing about this: that kid Soto.
Yeah.
If he played in the day when baseball was baseball, his little act that he puts on in the batter's box.
Oh,
he'd need track shoes, not spikes.
He'd need a super. He'd have the ball thrown at him all the time.
You know, he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what he should do? He should watch some replays of when Ken Griffey Jr. played. And learn some humility, because that act that he does is nothing more than an act. That's all it is.
Imagine him doing that in front of Sandy Koufax or Bob Gibson.
Like I said, he'd be going home with a lot of seam marks tattooed on his arms and other places.
No doubt about it.
I mean, he's a good player. He doesn't have to be that way. That's just a show. And to me, that's not part of the game.
And so tomorrow we'll do picks, and you're also going to have?
Breeders' Cup. I'm going to do both days tomorrow. So not a lot of races for the two-year-olds, but we'll do a couple of races that will be run tomorrow and then a few more that will be done on Saturday.
All right. Well, I'll check with you tomorrow. What are you going to watch on TV tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I'll watch the 49er game for a while.
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah, it's 49ers, yeah.
I'll see what goes on with that.
All right.
And it's trick or treat, so I'll have to disconnect my bell around 4 o'clock.
That's it. All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.